This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
A comedy of errors led to a World Series champion being crowned. But before we get to that, we start out with your dominant Cleveland Cavaliers. They get off to the 5-0 start, 134-110. They dropped 42 points in the first quarter, really never looked back from there. It was sensational. In fact, they went on a 30-8 run. They were forcing turnovers. They were getting out in transition. It's exactly the way that Kenny Atkinson, new head coach of the Cavs, wants his team to play.
Donovan and Darius really pushed the pace. Obviously, Donovan being super aggressive right from the get-go, pull-up threes. And when he gets going like that, that started the whole push. And then, again, turning them over and getting some easy buckets really helped our fast start.
You know, people are noticing around the league this hot start from the Cavs, and you know, Kenny Atkinson's getting a lot of credit early. I also got to give the players some credit. I got to give the players credit. I know last night was weird because they had guys in foul trouble really early, yeah. And it didn't seem to matter at all. Like Evan Mobley, limited minutes. Darius Garland got three really quick fouls. And so wasn't necessarily last night for them. But just overall, how do you feel about that? That like Atkinson's getting all the credit when I think maybe Evan Mobley just put a lot of work into his game, and it's year four. And normally that's a time when you start to exert your will if you're truly a really good player in the league.
Well, I think people are looking for some type of change, and I think that they feel that that's the big change that happened. That the third quarter offense has been better in five games. It's a small sample size, but the third quarter offense and moving the ball just not as lackadaisical. They would let leads dwindle in the third quarter or be overtaken in the third last year or over the last few years. I think that that's different. I think that some people, there's a lot of people saying, well, the sets are different. You're like, Kenny, they run six sets in the NBA. So maybe we are overdoing it a little bit. We're in a honeymoon phase with Kenny Atkinson.
I think there's a bigger cultural thing. Like Bickerstaff, the focus was on defense. And the good news is, They have picked up where they left off there. Like, they haven't had the drop-off there. That was one thing I wondered. With them looking to get out and run so much, I thought, well, naturally your defense is going to suffer. It hasn't at all. So the building blocks of what was there before, they maintained, and then they added to it because clearly there is more of a push. Now, I think that people aren't going to like this.
Oh.
I think the Max Strus injury has helped the team. Not because I think Max Strus is garbage and it'll be better that Max Strus is going to be healthy and that'll be another addition. Owen's glaring at me. Here's what
I
mean.
Here comes the...
It forced their hand to
enemy
put...
Enemy number one to Tone.
It forced their hand to put a better 3-and-D option on the floor who knows his role. Like, Max Strus, to me, he shoots too much. He takes way too many shots, and he's never been
you
the three.
You think he wears the NBA uniform too
there's,
much, so.
There's never been, I mean, look at his numbers in the NBA. I've often said, like, he has the shot selection of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and he has the shot making of Max Strus. It's two different things. Now, he adds the gravity and all that stuff. But listen, with him out of the game, Dean Wade is in there starting, and he's able to guard multiple positions, and he's still hitting threes and can hit threes and can actually hit threes at a higher rate, and he's not going to take guys out of rhythm.
Dean Wade may naturally be the better player. I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but Dean Wade is also the guy who spends most of his time in the infirmary.
Right.
So, like Max Strus, like this is kind of against the norm that he's got that injured ankle that happened in the preseason. But yeah, you take your good with the bad with the Max.
And then they'll
Max
get Max Strus. What I'm saying is, it's not that I don't want to see Max Strus anymore. Maybe Max Strus, they can normalize stuff. I think way too much.
So you believe in the first, let's be honest, Dean Wade should establish himself as the option, and then Max Strus should come off the bench.
I think that could be a better option for the Cavs in the big picture.
Fair enough. I'm not going to rip you yet.
Dean Wade can guard more guys in the league. Like, if they go up against the Celtics, Max Strus can't guard Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Just because of his length?
Yeah, Dean Wade has a shot. I think that is something that I don't see anybody talking about. I think they kind of fell into this. I don't think there's any chance they would have done this otherwise. And maybe Max Strus can be in more of a role that I think he should be in. And I just
at
last
the end of
year,
the bench.
I'm not saying that at all. His 3-point shooting can help, he's a streak shooter. But when he's starting and playing a ton of minutes, you're going to get the good and the bad, and it's going to be prolonged. I just think he shot too much last year. Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell, ho hum for Donovan Mitchell last night, 10 of 20, 4 of 10 from three. I mean, that's like an average game for him. He had 24 points. Never was ball hogging. Got everybody into the flow of things. He was asked yesterday about the Cavs being at the top of the Eastern Conference right now.
I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. I don't really mean anything. I think the goal is just to continue to play good basketball and build good habits. It's great that we're learning these and winning. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've said this to you before, it's always great to learn through victory. And we're just continuing to play good basketball. I think the biggest thing is just continue to build. And there are things that we can clean up, get better at. There's just a lot of little things that we can continue to build upon. We're playing good basketball. This is the test, you know. But can we consistently do it? You know, my challenge to everybody after the first quarter was like, are we going to do this for three more quarters? You know, and then now the challenge is, are we going to do it Friday? And after Friday, we're going to do it on Saturday.
Here's why I love Donovan so much. Because he knows, he understands big picture, too. Like last night, they get off to that great start. It is a pep rally there. The guys on the bench are exploding like it's the NBA Finals. They are losing their minds. They are laughing and having fun at the expense of the Lakers. Donovan Mitchell, you would never know it. His emotion didn't change.
That's a great fans game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes the t-shirt tosses and all that even better, right?
It had to be so much fun to be there last night.
But it doesn't change anything for the Cavs on the court, right? Like, it doesn't change the way that they approach Orlando coming into town.
I put it this way, Owen. Like, Donovan knows, hey, that's great. That's great. We're undefeated. That's great. We're showing signs of a team that, you know, can be more competitive, you know, against the best teams. And they can hold their own on any given night, certainly. But Donovan knows his legacy is going to be defined by what happens in the postseason. Like, it's almost like, all right, kids, you guys have fun. This is awesome. This is dominance, and this is we're having fun. We should have nights like this. But you notice Donovan wasn't getting carried away. Donovan knows it is a long season. You're going to have great nights. You're going to have really bad nights. Let the kids have fun. Let the fans have fun. They paid a lot of money to have fun. But in the end, this is all going to be about what happens, you know, in April, May.
Yeah, we're so far away
June.
From this.
Yeah, so we might as well have our fun now and discuss it now, because if I can't dissect October 30th basketball. Whoa. I don't know what I'm going to do with
myself. You're blowing right past the Emirates Cup and that big in-season tournament.
They got to take it, Kenny? Should they be the favorites?
It's called the Emirates Cup
now? Yeah, they've got the Boston Celtics in their group.
I think it's
you imagine if they overtake them, the confidence that they'll play with the rest of the year?
No, the question is, do we hang a banner if we win the in-season tournament?
The Lakers did, so you're damn tooting, Kenny. They are going to hang a banner.
Rooting, tooting, damn tooting.
That's right.
You had to be careful because of what you almost said earlier.
Tell them what I almost said.
I'm not. No, I can't. I'd have to dump it.
Meanwhile,
so they'll never hear it.
The October fun is over for the New York Yankees.
Are you saying there was an October surprise?
You could call it that. It was how many errors? Three of them? All in the same inning? A comedy of errors. Here's one of them. Aaron Judge was trying to size up a ball. It didn't go well.
The heating up Judge, who settles into this ball, but then drops.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Can Hernandez get to the bag before the throw? He does. On a routine play, Aaron Judge just flubs it in center field.
That was bizarre. I was watching.
Courtesy of Fox.
Yeah, courtesy of Fox. I was watching a bunch of that game. It was actually kind of entertaining. Garrett Cole was really good. But the defense let him down.
Did you blame him for not covering first with Rizzo?
I thought he pitched well. I thought he pitched really well. Gave him a chance to win. And Aaron Judge let him down.
Yeah, the Judge error. Then you had Rizzo / Garrett Cole in the old argument about who should have been on first.
Yeah.
And then you had the Volpe missed throw to third base, which it was just a mess. I cannot believe the Dodgers came back and tied that in that inning and then won that game.
I mean, think about how crazy. We were very close to the Yankees starting to put all this pressure back on the Dodgers and making this an awesome series that you kind of had to watch.
Yeah, they put up 11.
Yeah, right. And then that just happened, and you're like, oh, my God. Well, that's the end of the World Series. That's it, just like that. So it's over. The Yankees, we said going into the ALCS, the Yankees, they don't do the little things. They're terrible on the bases.
Yeah, that's a good point. We said
and
that.
They don't know how to manufacture runs. And here they are with a chance to really put pressure and make it 3-2. Total disaster. And so they lose and they are done. And now the big question is whether or not they can keep one of their best players, which is crazy to think that the Yankees would be in a situation where we don't know if they can keep one of their best players.
I apologize to the fine people at Perkins High School and Edison High School. I can't come see you now on
it's
Friday.
The first people I thought of.
I apologize to the Pirates fans. Can't go out there and see you because there will be no Game 6. We will not
Aaron
see
Judge
you tomorrow
can't
night.
Catch a pop fly.
Because Aaron Judge, he insists. Even when he does good things, he later insists on being the flop in the postseason.
184 was his. Was that the average for the World Series or was that his average for the playoffs? It was rough. And he did have two hits last night. And finally he had a home run, but it was really, really rough. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.